You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today, I want to talk about approval. Are you wanting acceptance and approval from someone in your life? Why do you want it from them? Who do you want it from? And are you still waiting for it? I think a lot of us, to some degree, are wanting approval from someone in our life, whether it's our mother, our father, maybe our grandparents, maybe a sister, brother, whoever. And in these situations, we look for that acceptance. We look for that approval. We want it so bad. We just want them to say, hey, you did a good job. Or, hey, I'm really proud of you. Or, you know, wow, that was really awesome. Or, really great job on landing that amazing career. Or, hey, I'm really proud of you for getting out of that marriage and sticking to your guns for what you needed to do. And I find oftentimes when we're looking for people's approval and acceptance, when we're looking for that and we want that so bad, it's like the one thing that we seem to not be able to get. It seems to be the one thing that we just can't put our hands on. That one thing that's just so hard to find that it seems like it might take more than a lifetime to get. So today I want to offer you some tips and tricks on overcoming the necessary need for someone else's approval and acceptance, how you can begin to understand why we look for approval and acceptance from other people, how to stop doing that, at least to some degree, and check it out and understand when you are doing it, but better yet, how to approve and accept yourself and take the need out of finding someone else's approval. When we realize that we can accept ourselves and approve ourselves, we don't need the approval of other people. All of a sudden, their approval and acceptance doesn't matter that much. And the reason why I can talk about this subject matter very clearly on this show is that I was just like most people. I wanted acceptance and approval from my father and my mom. And my mom seemed to give it a lot easier than my dad. And I really, really wanted it really, really bad throughout my life. And everything that I did, I would kind of look toward that approval. And if you go back into your mind, into your memory bank, and begin to remember memories from the beginning of your childhood. So let's talk about, for example, I don't know about you, but I remember learning how to ride a bike. Okay, learning how to ride a bike. And I had training wheels on the bike, and I remember I was a young kid, and my dad was holding the seat for me, and I got on the bike, and I was able to go down the street, and that was a big deal. And I think many of you might have that same type of memory. And you begin riding that bike, and, you know, you're a little scared, you're a little freaked out, you're hoping you don't topple over, you know, you don't really realize the significance of those training wheels, you know, and how great that's going to be. But remember when you look back and you saw your dad watching you or your mom, and how great that feeling was? Okay, I think somehow or not, we internalize that, and we need to have that same feeling and thought process every single step of our life. And we look to them for acceptance. So we're no longer like looking toward anything else or within ourselves, we look to them, and that's how it starts. Because we don't really look toward ourselves in that situation as a young kid. We don't sit there and go, wow, self, I'm impressed, self, very good job, self. No, we're not at all self-aware. I mean, we're not at all self-aware. All we can think about is the external. And these folks that happen to be what we consider gods, they're our parents, whether they are, you know, your birth parents or adopted parents or grandma and grandpa, whatever, guardians, they are, and they're like these gods. And so you look up to them and you go, wow, they really, man, they're really impressed. Look at this. Check this out. And so fast forward about a year, for some of us, like me, maybe longer, for some of you shorter, the training wheels come off on the bike, right? And it's a little scary. And I don't know about you, but my dad was out there with, you know, like the tools and stuff out there, you know, and he's got that little wrench, you know, the little silver wrench out there and his little set. And he's sitting on the side on the ground and he's taking off my training wheels and he's like, okay, so we got another scenario going here. There's only two wheels now, not four. And you're going to stay aligned on that bike. And I remember him giving me the pep talk. And some of us for the first time fell. Okay, it happens. And eventually we stay on the bike. We're a little scared, we're a little hesitant. But I don't know about you, but I remember my dad held the back of the seat and was holding on to kind of the front of the bike. And so while I was going down the street, he was kind of running, you know, next to me. And then eventually he lets go, and then he's kind of running next to me. And then he's just kind of running next to me just in case, like, something bad happens, you know. And it's funny because I remember now looking back at it, I was not wearing a helmet. That's a bad idea for kids, right? But I remember how happy I was when I saw my dad happy about what I was doing. And I remember that made a big impression on me. And I remember seeing my mom. She was out there and she, you know, gave a little round of applause. And one of the neighbors was out there and like, way to go, Ashley, way to go. And I was like, wow, yeah, I'm awesome, okay? But if you think about it, I was basing my awesomeness on the fact that everybody else was saying how awesome I was. Not about me. I didn't understand that. I wasn't in that position to go, wow, Ashley, I'm really impressed with you today. You've really graduated to a new level. Let's see what we can do tomorrow to better ourselves and be better people than we were yesterday. Well, you know what? That wasn't going through my head at that age. Sorry. It wasn't going through my head for a really long time. And so why we look for acceptance and approval from other people is because we've always done it. It's almost genetic when you think about it, because it starts at such a young age. The bicycle example is one of the best ones I could think of, because I think many of us have learned how to ride a bike, and our guardians, our parents helped us do that, and we looked up to them, and we looked to that praise and acceptance and approval. And nowadays, as we grow up, and as we went through being young adults, going through high school, college, getting our first job, like first real job, I think many of us look toward our parents, our guardians, for approval. Approval that we did the right thing. Approval for the grades we got in school. Approval for the awards that we won. Approval for graduating. Approval for the colleges that we were accepted into. Approval for the job that we got. Approval for the amount of money that we're making. Approval for the person that we met that we might marry. And the list goes on and on and on. And it's interesting, as long as we proceed through this thought process, we don't realize that we ourselves can accept and approve ourselves. And it's funny, because when we go through this process and we're getting acceptance constantly from our family, it's one thing, because we never look into our inner self and figure out about our own self. When everything's perfect and mom and dad and everybody around us accepts us and approves us and gives us their approval all the time, wow, it's amazing. You know, you won the lottery. Good for you. But most of you listening, including myself, realize that life is normally not like that, okay? When we look for other people's approval, we don't receive it. When we ask for it, we want it, we beg for it, we don't get it. And that's what I want to talk about in today's show, because that's what's so important. Because when you're not getting it and you want it so bad, that's when you get sad, depressed, mentally and emotionally beaten down. And that's when you begin to do crazy things to get attention. But also you begin to devalue your own life and only doing things to impress the person that means so much that you get their approval. Later in the hour, I'm going to be giving you suggestions and a different perspective to look at approval. I work in my office with clients on dealing with approval and letting go of that necessary need constantly. And the reason why it's so important to let go of this from the outside perspective is that we are the only ones that need to accept ourselves and our whole life. Like I say often, and you've heard me say it, and you'll hear me say it again, we come into this world on our own, and we leave on our own. And based on that situation and how significant that comment is, it means that the relationship with ourselves is the most important relationship we can have at any time and any place on this planet, period, end of story. And I agree that if you believe in God and you believe in a higher power, that is extremely important. But the relationship that you are supposed to understand the most is you And even when you understand you more, you get to understand the Creator more. You understand all that more because it comes part of understanding who you are. And that's what's so awesome. And so when we begin to say, hey, you know what? I'm going to find my own acceptance. I'm going to find my own approval. And you know what? I'm going to find this stuff. And when I find it, you know what's funny about it? Everybody else's approval doesn't really matter. And guess what? They have a tendency of giving it very easily. It's funny. It's like when you're starving and everybody is eating, it's hard because they don't want to share. But when you have a huge plate of food and they have food, they want to share. They want to sample yours. It's the same thing as approval. And we'll talk about that just a little later. Check out the website, AshleyBurgess.com. Also, check out the podcast on Spreaker, S-P-R-E-A-K-E-R, Spreaker. And you'll see Live Your True Life Perspectives on the front page. Stay tuned because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. Be back this time in two shakes.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today, I'm talking about acceptance and approval. Many of us have been waiting our whole life for one person or several people that are important to us to approve our life and to accept who we are. Many of us want our parents, our mom, our dad, grandparents, sisters, brothers, spouse, to approve us. We want their approval so bad, we will jump through as many hoops as possible. We'll do whatever we have to not only get their attention, but to ultimately get their awesome approval. And what's interesting in life is that usually when we're waiting for something for someone else, and we want something so bad from them, we're never going to get it. It's never going to happen. And the reason for that is to some degree, I think subconsciously, when people think that you need something from them, they're going to make sure that they don't give it, and they're going to safeguard that. Another thing, too, is that when we're looking for acceptance outside of ourselves, that's not normal. And I agree, in the beginning of time, when we were born, we learned that. The example of learning how to ride a bike and having your parents so happy that you were able to do it. Looking for their approval, and as they're watching you and you're like, wow, this is amazing. Oh my goodness. Look, mom and dad, look at this. Yeah, I'm awesome. I can ride this bike. I am awesome. And we learn that at a young age, and we begin to convert that into our reality that we're looking for acceptance and approval all the time from the outside world. And as we look for acceptance from the outside world, we get more and more disenchanted. We get more and more, well, upset and angry. And it seems like people don't want to give their approval. Like, no matter what we do, they're never happy enough. They always want more. There's always strings attached, and there's always a conditional acceptance and conditional love. So how do we deal with this? How do we go through our life and figure out how to accept and approve? And how do we get that acceptance and approval? And how do we figure all this out? Because for many of us, this is something that we've been hitting our head into a wall for a very long time about, with no answers and just more questions. You know, it's interesting because when we look for that approval, we want approval for who we are, what we do, how we live, how we look, what we say. We want approval for all that stuff. And we want this outside approval ultimately, constantly. You know, a lot of people are looking for attention a lot. You know, you'll see them wanting approval from anybody. Doesn't matter if it's somebody that is related to them or not, somebody they know or not. They just want approval all across the board. And we can be really sad and upset when we don't get that approval. But what does it kind of roll back to? Let's kind of peel the layer back. We're not realizing that ultimately we have to approve and accept ourselves. And it's funny, it's like in life, you know, when you're looking for love and you're wanting love and you're wanting this unconditional love, you can't get this unconditional love until you can actually unconditionally love yourself. Because otherwise you don't really know what unconditional love is. You know what love as conditions and strings attached are. If you do this for me, I love you. If you finish this, I'll love you more. You know, if you do this for me, I'll buy you something that's the show of my love when that's not really love. And we begin to base our concept of love based on a flawed system. And it's very similar to this flawed system of approval, that we think that we need other people's approval. And it can keep us, like, really in a funk. In my personal life, when I was younger, I looked to my father for approval. I wanted his approval so bad. My mom offered her approval more than my father. And I don't know about you, but it's funny how when somebody can give you approval, you're like, okay, yeah, thanks, great. Like, it doesn't really matter. But then when somebody holds back on their approval, that's like the one thing in life that you want. Like, if I don't get this approval, I'm going to go freaking crazy. Okay, seriously. Think about it. How often are you thinking about the stuff that's not working in your life, the stuff that's not happening in your life, that approval situation that's not working? I'm sure there's one parent in your life that hasn't really approved you. Maybe it's mom, maybe it's dad. And maybe that's the person's attention you're always trying to get. And I'm not talking about people still living at home. I'm talking about adults, us adults, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, still looking for that approval. And I hate to say it, the longer we keep looking for it, we're going to keep looking for it. Until we figure out how to take the power of their approval away and bring it back into ourselves, we're going to be looking for their approval and wanting that approval for the rest of our lives. It's interesting because we want something so bad, but we don't really understand what we want. So if you kind of like peek through the approval process, it's like what we do and what we want and how we want things and how we want them to accept us. And we feel rejected when they don't, you know, when they don't accept us, or they don't give us that approval. And so it's like this slippery slope effect where we're constantly wanting something that we can't get, doing more and more things to impress, not impressing, feeling smaller and smaller and smaller, and then eventually wanting to rebel, but then feeling sad. And then the one person that's giving us acceptance, yeah, that's okay, okay, thanks a lot, we don't really care about. And so then the only thing we focus on is that non-accepting person that doesn't accept us, that we got to jump through the hoops. And so all we do is call them and send things and pray that one day they're going to accept us. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't happen that way. When I was younger, I looked toward my dad for acceptance and everything I did. You know, when I went through school, got another degree, when I finally settled down and got married, all that kind of stuff, I looked for his acceptance. And eventually, one day, it took years and years to figure out, I realized it's really not about him, it's about me accepting me. And if he doesn't accept me, that's fine. That's just the way life is. It's about me accepting me. And when I began to realize that, all of a sudden I went, oh, wait a second, this has never really been about him. Unfortunately, I kind of misinterpreted it because, you know, I've always been looking for his approval as a kid. You know, going back to that bicycling days, and you begin to get confused because you think that's how you're supposed to live, but in reality, that's not at all how you're supposed to live. You're supposed to figure out your own thing and have your own acceptance. And it took me a long time to figure that out because before I was really sad and upset. And my dad and I kind of had, for a little while, we didn't speak for a while. He was getting remarried and all kinds of other stuff going on. And it was pretty tough on me. You know, it was pretty tough, you know, and it was tough. And I was going through a lot of changes, you know, I was in college and a lot of things going on. And I was looking for acceptance from every other place in the world except for myself. And I was miserable. And I didn't understand why I was so miserable. I just didn't understand it. And it's funny how you try to get in with people and you try to have acceptance and you try to get approval. But it's like the people you want approval from, it's like they know it. It's like some sort of subconscious deal. Like they're not going to give it to you. You want this? Oh, yeah, come and get it. Come and get it because I'm not going to give it to you. That's the way life is a lot of times. And it's interesting when you finally realize that and you realize that the thing that you want from them, you're not going to get. Then you got to figure out, okay, so how do I make things work? How do I get what I want? How do I get that approval that I've been wanting my whole life and they're not going to give it to me? So I began to try to figure that out. because it was upsetting me and it was angering me and it was making me feel bad about myself. And I think some of you have been there before as well. Looking for that approval, wanting that acceptance, not getting it, feeling very miserable and bad about your life, and kind of hitting that wall saying, well, what the heck am I going to do next? I got nothing. And so I began to step back and say, okay, they're not giving me their approval. Mom's already given me her approval. I'm not looking for approval really from anybody else. So why do I want his approval so bad? It's like the one person that doesn't want to date you, but you want to find out why. You know, why don't you want to go out with me? Everybody else wants to go out with me. Why don't you want to go out with me? It's like we want it so bad. We want everybody in the world to love us and to accept us and to put us on a pedestal. And it's so funny. But once they do, we're like, oh, okay, thanks. Hey, have a great day. Yeah, it's like all we want to do is focus on what's not working, flip the script, and move on. But you know what that means, right? That we're not ever looking for their acceptance. That's a cop-out. The concept of looking for other people's acceptance has always been a cover-up for what really and truly matters. You get it? Once you realize that this has been an ultimate cover-up, and we understand that, now we want to start thinking about, why is it that we've avoided our own acceptance and tried to trade that for other people's acceptance? Why were we brought up that way? And how can we make the change? Because eventually, when we accept ourselves, guess what? Everything else falls into place. Joining me in studio today is Elizabeth and Bill Cooper, Precious Paws supplement creators and dog lovers. Hey guys, glad to have you in studio.
Hey Ashley, thanks for having us.
What is a really awesome tip that you're going to help us with today for our furry dog friends?
Well, I want to talk to you about the five signs of your dog that might have arthritis. One of them is, first, if your dog is just a little bit off. And then the second one is that your dog stops eating. He decreases his appetite and starts losing weight. You might want to consider taking him to your family vet.
You know, something else is if he can't get comfortable and he has a hard time laying down or getting up, that's something, an area of concern. And then if he doesn't move around very well, if he limps a little bit, trembles, or moves slowly, he might be experiencing some stiff joints and arthritis pain. You know, one other thing is if your dog cries out, if he yelps some or if he whimpers some when he's moving around or when you pet him, then that's another sign that he may be suffering from arthritis. You probably need to take him to the vet, have him checked out. And if he does have arthritis, that's where we come in with the Precious Paws, a pet supplement.
Precious Paws is an all-natural supplement. It has some very unique formulas, and it's all in one simple tablet. It has worked for many dogs, all sizes, large and small. Please check us out on PreciousPawsHealth.com. That's PreciousPawsHealth.com.
Glad to have you all in studio, and I look forward to next week for some new, unique perspectives on how to take care of our furry pets, our dogs, since they are our family.
Thanks, Ashley.
Thank you.
I love my dog, Buddy, and I know that your dog means the world to you. Stay tuned because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back this time. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today, I'm talking about acceptance and approval and how many of us have been looking outside of ourselves for this for our entire lifetime and how, quite honestly, we need to stop looking and we need to find it today. You know, I realized a while back, and it took me a long time to figure it out, that it wasn't about getting approval from other people. It was about getting approval from myself. And it's interesting because I find that when we do get approval from other people, it still takes us off target. It makes us feel good, but does it really matter to us? No. So why is it that the one person that doesn't want to give you approval matters so much to you? Have you thought about that? Isn't that odd? It's kind of like that one person that won't go on a date with you back in the day, remember? That one girl or guy that just didn't like you. And you really, really wanted them to like you, and you wanted to impress them and every chance you got. And they just never asked you out, and they never really wanted anything to do with you. And for some of you, that person still haunts you to today. Some of you still go on Facebook and try to figure out what's going on with them. I wonder if they got married. I wonder what they're doing. You see what I'm saying? You know what I'm getting at. Same thing here. That one person That one person that just doesn't give you the approval. The one person that you want their approval so bad. And why is that? Well, it's because we as humans want things that we can't have. We want these things. We want the things that seem to be impossible. We want to get that and we want to move on. But if you're really wanting approval from the folks in your life, you've got to realize that you actually have to find that within yourself. And I realized that a while back, and it took me a long time to figure it out, but it took me even longer to actually implement it into my daily life and to change my life from that point forward. And when I was able to change my life from that point forward, my life had more meaning. I stopped looking for outside acceptance. I stopped looking for outside approval. And I was able to do that by realizing that I had to approve myself and accept myself. And I had to figure out how to do that. So how do you do that? How do you begin to do that? Well, you begin to find that unconditional love for yourself by respecting the things that you do and finding that love for yourself. And that starts with being honest with yourself by communicating, by feeling, by thoughts, by being there for yourself. I mean, like being a good friend to yourself and seeing all the amazing things that you've done in your life. And by approving these things, even the stuff that we've screwed up, but accepting it and moving on. And that's where it starts, having that good relationship with yourself. Think about a good, positive, awesome, amazing friendship that you have. Well, have that with yourself. And then all of a sudden, that begins to matriculate into approval and acceptance. And then all of a sudden, you begin to feel good about yourself. And you begin to kind of look up to yourself in a way, right? And as you do that, your life begins to change. And as you do that, you begin to keep a lot of power within yourself. And you begin to not let your power go. Because you realize that you're a powerful person as you go through life more and more and more, and you begin to see the power within yourself and the things that you've done, you begin to see how powerful, how much power you have within, and you begin to realize that a lot of times we're giving this power away because we're looking for this acceptance and approval. And in the process of giving this power away, we become smaller, lesser, less ability to create and to manifest what we need to, because we're too busy looking outside of ourselves for what we think we need from them. And it becomes a very interesting scenario because as we look outside of ourselves, we lose sight of what we're doing. As we look outside of ourselves for approval outside of ourselves, we're wanting other people to approve us. They might not have the same value system. They might not even really focus on us. I mean, you know, most people are in their own world, right? That's just the way life is. And I'm not condoning that at all. But what I'm saying is if you're looking for acceptance from someone that's in their own world based on their own deal, I mean, you might be waiting for the rest of your life. Okay? Most people don't even know you want anything from them. But the thing is that you've got to realize that you don't want anything from them. You can appreciate their unconditional love. You can appreciate their friendship. But when it comes to anything more, why? Because it doesn't really matter. I mean, are you approving them? I mean, are you giving their approval? Are you, okay, I approve you. I approve your message. You know, the big check mark. Are you doing that for them? Does it matter to you? I mean, flip the script. There are people out there in this world that are wanting your approval more than anything, and you're not giving it. Do you see what I'm saying? But you didn't even know that you had to give it. You had no idea. And some of you out there, you know people want your approval, and there's just no way in hell you're going to give that approval. You're not going to approve them. And I think a lot of times when we don't realize that, we are trying to impress people, and we're trying to show them who we are, and in reality, it's just no basis in reality at all. And so we got to step back and say, okay, how do I approve myself? How can I add value into my life? How can I take my power back? And the first way that we can take our power back is to not look for acceptance outside of ourselves. To realize that, yes, indeed, we were conditioned to do that as young kids with our family. And now it's time to learn. It's time to realize that really the acceptance comes within, because you can look for acceptance outside of yourself. That's fine, but it's not really valued anyway. It's not like you really, really take that to the bank, do you? No. Even when you get that acceptance, it's kind of like, oh yeah, thanks, and you kind of move on. It's like taking the big picture at the party, and the party was so important at the time that you went and you got the invitation. It was so exclusive, you know? And you get the picture with the folks, and it's such a big deal, and you post it on Facebook, and a week later, you forget about the picture. You forget about the party. It's the same thing as external acceptance. The only acceptance that really matters is our own. And we kind of divert from that thought process by thinking that it's other people that need to accept ourselves, because that's as deep as we've gotten. We're trying to avoid the big enchilada. And that is, oh, wait, it really has nothing to do with them. It's all about me. And I've got to start looking at myself in a deep way. I've got to change my perspective, accept my own issues, accept my own stuff, see myself for who I am and what I have done in my life. And also begin to accept my past. Many of us have some checkered past, some things that we've done that we're maybe not so happy about, some things that we've done that we are happy about. But at one point in time, you're going to have to accept that past. And many of us, past really helped us to become who we are, to become the person we are today. And I think for many of us, we have to begin by accepting our past. Accepting it, thinking about it, accepting our past. And, you know, for the warts and all the good, all the bad, all the indifferent. And accepting that instead of going a different path, because we can't. It's not like we can go back and erase the past. I've done shows on that where I said, if you could go back to the past, start all over again, would you? And I don't have a time machine in the studio right now, and eventually I will find one and get one. But in the meantime, I don't. And so, you know, when you think about it that way, it's time for us to accept what we've been through, forgive the things that we've done that maybe not most impressed about or most happy about or still kind of like, oh God, I can't believe, and move forward. Because until we do that, we're never going to really be happy in our life. Until we do that, we're not going to be accepting of ourselves in our life. And what's going to happen is we're holding our own approval away from ourselves. And so we can never be truly happy. Because when you think about it, it's all about ourselves. If you are happy with yourself, and if you're not right now, you do know people who are. And those people, it's like they seem to just love life. Everything about it is great. It's like they're happy. They're not always happy, but they got like a good beat on things. And you see it and you go, wow, huh. And they seem to just have that like je ne sais quoi, that feeling, that deal. And you go, God, what's up with that? Well, that's because they accept themselves. That's because they have acceptance for themselves and they're not looking for it from other people. Because when we look outside of ourselves for things, we're not going to find it because it doesn't exist outside. And what exists outside doesn't mean as much to us as what's inside. So let's just say every single person in the whole planet approves you and you don't approve yourself, you're still going to feel empty. But everybody else thinks you're the awesome, most greatest person on the planet, you're still going to feel unhappy. Do you get what I'm saying? That's key. So why would you feel unhappy still? Because it has to come within you first. You've got to approve yourself. And then once you do, it doesn't matter if anybody else approves you. You don't care. Because in your book, you are approved and accepted, and that's what matters. It's time. Joining me in studio right now is Sherry Lee White, CEO of Truly Foods, to offer her weekly wellness and health tip that's going to better our life and maximize our time here on planet Earth. Sherry, great to have you in the studio.
So great to be here, Ashley. Thanks for having me.
Hey, I always look forward to your weekly tip that we can use in our life right now, that we don't have to go out of the way to read some long book or try to figure something out, but we actually can incorporate it in our life right now. What's your tip today?
Well, today's tip is a really fun one, and it's one of my favorite things to do. You know, it turns out that dancing has great benefits for your health and your happiness.
I like to dance. I like to boogie. I like to shake it up.
Shake it up and get down. Well, when you do that, it actually improves the condition of your heart and lungs, increases muscular strength and aerobic fitness, and obviously improves muscle tone and strength. But just a few minutes of boogieing around your kitchen can also improve mental functioning, general and psychological well-being, improve our self-confidence and self-esteem, and help us have better social skills and memory.
I remember in the movie Napoleon Dynamite, where at the end he does that really cool dance and he wins everybody over and Pedro wins the election. That was righteous.
You know, Ashley, I think I missed that one. Can you show me those moves?
You got it. I'm going to get out here and cut a rug.
Excellent. If we put on our dancing shoes, we can boogie our way on to these health and happiness benefits.
You got it, Sherry, where I look forward to next week to hear another awesome, amazing tip. And in the meantime, I'm going to put on a little Napoleon Dynamite when I go to break and boogie just a little bit.
Me too. That sounds awesome. Thanks for having me.
When I return, more about acceptance and approval and how you can find it on your very own. Stay tuned because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
You could be my luck.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today I'm talking about acceptance and approval and how oftentimes we look outside of ourselves for that acceptance and approval and we come up short. We come up empty-handed. When people give us their acceptance and approval, it's great. It's novel for a few minutes. We love it. We accept it. And all of a sudden we forget about it. But when that one person doesn't approve us and doesn't accept us, it becomes a lifelong thought process. We struggle. We fight to get that approval. And oftentimes we don't get it. Oftentimes, we're sitting there still waiting for it, and it never comes to pass. So how do we overcome that situation? How do we stop going that same direction? How do we reprogram our perspective and stop looking for the acceptance from people that don't want to give it to us and find it within ourselves? Well, that's what we've been talking about on the show. That's what I've been explaining, because I feel that a lot of us have a tendency of looking outside of ourselves. I did it. I know many people do it. Because we were conditioned to do it. We were conditioned as young children to look up to our parents and guardians for that approval and acceptance. When it began with learning how to ride a bike, when it began with going to school and getting that first grade, when it was about coloring in the lines and you went home and showed your parents the projects. You remember that? You remember when you made like Christmas ornaments at school and you brought them back and your mom hung them on the tree and you look back at them and you're like, your mom's a saint for, you know, hanging them on the tree. But she's like, oh, that's such a great job. You might be an artist when you grow up. You know what I'm saying? We looked at our family for that acceptance and approval. And so for many of us, it's hard for us to realize that we should no longer do that and understand that it's really about ourselves. Like I say, the most important relationship we have is with ourselves. We die on our own. We're born on our own. It's the same thing. And so we better get to know ourselves. And we need to kind of love ourselves. We need to be our best friend to ourselves. And so when we realize that acceptance and approval starts within us, and we realize that we have to take our power back to get what we want in life, we begin to realize that that power, internal power, is about approving ourselves, and that's the main anchor for that power. Once we realize that the power within begins with our own personal acceptance, that power begins to ignite. It's like a flame of power that ignites within us. I visualize the Olympic torch when I think about that, because once we realize that, all of a sudden other people's approvals, well, you know, it's great, but it doesn't really matter. And it's funny how the more we go outside for acceptance, the more empty we become. The more empty we become. And that's so real. Think about the last time that you were looking for acceptance. Perhaps you're still looking for acceptance from maybe a parent or a spouse. And it's very empty because they seem to be holding it hostage. And the reason for that is that you haven't accepted yourself yet. People can't give you what you haven't already done. It's like personal respect. You know, when you respect yourself and you respect what you're doing, it seems that other people also respect what you're doing. But when you don't have that respect for what you're doing, haven't you seen that most people don't respect what you're doing? Because they're just following the leader. You're the leader in your own life. If you accept yourself and you care about yourself and you believe in yourself, then other people do that. It's just the way life is. It's funny how that is. You know, if you love yourself and you take care of yourself and you care about yourself, other people will feel the same way. But if you don't love yourself and you don't care about yourself, how can other people do the same? And how could you even see it as well? We only see what we understand. We only understand what's within us. It's like being able to understand that somebody's a really good person. When we're really good people, we can understand that. When you're doing the right thing and you're being really humanitarian and altruistic, when you see someone else as a big humanitarian, you see it immediately. But when we're not acting from that state of mind, it's even difficult, actually impossible, for us to see that power within someone else. And the way that we can begin to have this acceptance, which I think is so important, because I know many of you are like, okay, I get it. I got to accept myself, first and foremost. So you understand that. Great. But how do we make that happen? Well, the first thing that you want to do is to begin to forgive your past. You want to forgive the mistakes that you've made in your life and not continue to feel bad about those mistakes every single moment of your life. We got to let go of the old ways of thinking, of putting ourselves down, of making ourselves feel bad. Instead, we've got to forgive the things that we did wrong and realize that all of us make bad decisions. We've all made bad decisions, and then begin to forgive those decisions and move on with our life. You know, we've all made bad choices, okay? But some of those bad choices, and most of those bad choices, if you step back and look at it from a different perspective, led you on the journey that you're on now. Perhaps you didn't get that doctorate. Perhaps you didn't go on that trip. Perhaps you didn't marry that person. Perhaps there was something that happened, but you are who you are because of it. And we've got to let that go. We've got to accept what we've done and let it go and forgive ourselves and look at it from a different perspective. By doing that, we're letting go of our old ways of thinking. Okay, the old ways of thinking that have held us back for so long, that have made us feel bad about what we've done, that have made us just feel kind of icky about our life, and accept that and move on. You know, it's awesome when we realize that we've been trained to look outside of ourselves for acceptance since the beginning of our lifetime. When we realize that, we understand why we do it. Because we've been trained to look outside of ourselves from the beginning of time for acceptance, like the bike riding concept, like the taking out of the trash. If you go back to even potty training, the whole concept was, it wasn't about us. We were trying to make someone else happy. And until we realize that, we can't change that in our adult life. It's no longer about getting acceptance and approval from other people. It's about finding that within you. You know, we have to accept the fact that, you know, when people accept us, it's great for that minute and that moment in time, and that's awesome. But does it really matter? No. It's like that picture you take at that event that you go to that was going to be the most monumental event that you ever went to that year, which ended up kind of, okay, it was great, but in about 2 weeks, you totally forgot about it. You totally forgot about the pictures. You never printed one of those pictures out, and eventually, in a few years, Facebook is going to show you that picture, and you're going to be like, oh, yeah, that's great. It's the same as wanting approval from other people and getting it. You get it, but then it's like, well, okay, I got that, so now what? It's the same thing. And so when we realize that and we accept that fact and we understand that it's not about getting that approval from other people, because it obviously doesn't matter that much to us, we also have to begin to see that we are looking for acceptance from those who don't accept us, because the other people have already accepted us. So why do we keep waiting for the acceptance from other people who don't want to accept us? Why? Why? Because that's a human condition. We want everybody to love us and accept us, but when it comes down to it, if the whole world loved you and the whole world accepted you and everybody goes, oh, Ashley, you're the best of the best of the best, yeah, that would last for like a few days on cloud nine. And then after that, there would be an empty feeling. Why? Because it comes back to me. I have to accept me. The whole world can accept me. Everybody can accept me. I can get a proclamation from the President of the United States. But when it comes down to it, and that would be pretty cool. But when it comes down to it, I got to accept me. And I got to understand why all these people accept me, because I got to do it on my own. And I got to do it on my own because that's where my power comes from. And that's where real acceptance comes from, is that when you can accept yourself and you can approve yourself on your own, because then at that point, it doesn't matter what other people think. And you take that power away from them, because if somebody wants power over you and they know that you want approval, they're going to hold that approval and acceptance from you for the rest of their life. Also, remember that we want to begin to love ourselves. When we begin to love ourselves in that way, in an unconditional way, we get past the past, we let go of the things that we feel stupid about or sorry about, and we move on, and we accept it, we mourn it, and we forgive it, and we move on with our life. And that begins by being the best friend to ourselves. That begins with being our best friend to ourselves. I mean, that's what we need to do. I mean, we're in our skin 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We should be able to be good friends to ourselves, to accept ourselves, to treat ourselves with respect and love and acceptance. And that's what matters the most, because this is our environment. Your body is your environment. And when you begin to accept that, it makes life so much more interesting and awesome. And all of a sudden, that stress level and that pain and that agony go away. And that need to impress other people goes away too. And all of a sudden, you're just impressing yourself on a daily basis. Last but not least, is when we start accepting ourselves, we can use affirmations, we can use healthy affirmations, that we can reprogram our self-sabotaging mindset to really overcome that negative thought process and that old way of thinking, you know? And it's always interesting when we do that, you know, the affirmations that remind you of who you truly are deep down inside, about how you love yourself and I care about myself and I accept myself and I'm proud of myself and all these different things that you can repeat on a constant basis with deep meaning and thought. And you can change the mindset that you've had for a lifetime. And I think many of us just got programmed that way. We got programmed at a young age that we thought that we are looking for acceptance from other people, i.e. our parents, the people that raised us. When in reality, that was then, and now is to find that true and honest acceptance of self within ourselves that ignites that amazing flame of power and acceptance and allows us to find our true authentic and living our true life. If you haven't already, check out my YouTube channel. Just put Ashley Burgess in the search engine on YouTube. You'll find it. Please subscribe and watch some of those videos and let me know some thoughts that you have. And I'd like to hear your honest perspective on the videos and the subject matter that's on the channel. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. Well, you know, I'll be back this time in 3 shakes.